about it. Dug a kraut, you know.
And she still does that today. She still does it. And I wish she was here, because she would be.
She still does it. Yeah, we didn't know what too much store-bought stuff was.
Their treat was like, on Fridays, their dad would go get, like, hot dogs, and that would be a treat for them on a Friday.
Okay. Yeah, we'd have hot dogs on Friday.
And as far as the town, then, for the items that you didn't get from the garden, where would your mother shop?
Well, I don't remember where she did it when we was little. Just different places, I reckon. I don't, because I can't remember where.
See, she would remember that.
She would remember, see, but I don't know. But
How about when, after you had...
Well, when we was little, they didn't shop too much, because they went to the mill and melted the corn and the stuff, you know. They didn't, you know, after we got on up, she started going to the store.
Okay, and how about as you grew up and had Bob, did you have any other children?
Yeah, I got three more.
Okay, and so where would you do your shopping? Was it kind of the same situation as it is now, or was it quite a bit smaller?
It was smaller, because it was the Big Apple and Food Giant when they got built in. Big Apple was the first one to come to Roswell.
Okay.
Colonial, and I'd come to Roswell, because it was just as close where I lived to come to Roswell, let's go the other way.
And so were those sort of the only large stores?
Yeah.
And are they still here in Roswell?
No.
Let's see. And what kind of education did you have? Where did you go to school?
Eastside.
Mm-hmm.
And I went 1 year to Sprayberry. That's in Cobb County.
What were the schools like then?
Not like they are now.
What was different?
Well, the only thing you had to do then was just learn English and arithmetic. It wasn't called math until later on up it was. And just the basic subjects, they didn't teach stuff like they do now.
And were the schools large? Did they have a lot of kids in them, or was it fairly small? Okay. do you remember when integration happened in Roswell?
Yeah.
How did that go? Do you think it was a smooth process, or?
I guess it was.
You know better than me.
I guess it was.
Nothing really stands out in your mind.
You know.
Okay. Before that, where did the African Americans go to school?
You know, I don't know. I don't.
So there really was quite a divide in the community.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Do you have any funny or interesting stories about the school here in Roswell, or the schools that you attended? Any favorite teachers that you remember?
No.
Okay. And you said that the church did not have a lot of activities when you were growing up. How about the schools? Was there anything?
We'd go on picnics and stuff, like to Kennesaw Mountain